God promises that His ultimate design in the decree of futility is hope for His children. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it, in hope. This should have an effect on us of making us tremblingly, soberly hopeful. I say tremblingly, soberly, because it says God subjected the world to futility, and that should frighten us. You're going to die. You're going to get very sick or have a terrible accident. You're going to have one. That's the trembling part. But notice the design. Notice the design, which Satan doesn't have, Adam didn't have, only God has. He subjected it to futility in hope. So whenever you feel overwhelmed by your own suffering or the sufferings of the world as you look at it on television, always say there's a design in this. This is not the final point of the universe. There's a design in this in hope. Know this. Know this. In this hope, you have been saved. But who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it, the text says, with perseverance. And I'm going to add, we wait for it with groaning and with perseverance and with, God willing, invincible joy. As many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the children of God. You don't have to sit there saying, oh my, this must be very complicated to get inside these promises and have them be my inheritance. What are all the 10 things that I must do? Oh, this must be complicated. I'm sure that's what keeps many people away. Can I just please tell you it isn't complicated? It's a miracle. And like most miracles, they're simple. It would mean right now that because of what you've just heard, the eyes of your hearts would be opening and you would simply see Christ as worthy of your trust. And you would say, I embrace that. I receive that. I take that for my own. He's worthy. I need that. That fits my worldview now because He has so blown the lid off of my life. This is not complicated. This is like breathing. Inhale, Jesus. I think at the heart of it all is seeing Him and being so changed that when we see Him, we're satisfied. And now, Lord, I plead with You that hope would be born in the hearts of Your people. Hope would be grounded in the hearts of Your people. Hope would be sustained in the hearts of Your people, especially for those here who are suffering most. May we feel rising from inside by the power of the Holy Spirit, birth pangs, birth pangs, not death spasms. Oh God, root these people, young and old, in the promises of Your grace. And all the people said, amen.